pursuing policies is a very different thing from answering a science-related question. If we ask the question, how much warming happens in response to, say, doubling the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere from the pre-industrial 280 parts per million to about 560 parts per million, if we ask the question, how much warming comes from that, that's a scientific question. But when we ask, how should we respond to that, that's not a scientific question. That's a policy question. It has moral aspects, it has economic aspects, it has political aspects. And the scientists who are so adamant that we cannot debate these things are frankly wanting us to accept their policy expertise when that's not the expertise they have. It's a science expertise. When we're asked, for instance, in the Paris Treaty, to embrace a policy that, even if it were fully implemented, would only reduce global average temperature by 1,700ths of a degree Celsius at the end of this century, or 0.3 of a degree Fahrenheit, and that would cost between $1 and $2 trillion per year from 2030 to the end of the century, i.e., we're buying every 0.1 of a degree Fahrenheit reduction in temperature at a price of $23.3 to $46.6 trillion, when we're asked that, doggone, the reasons had better be convincing.